This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Conflict in West Asia has intensified as Israel carried out a series of strikes on the Basij and Internal Security Command centers in Tehran belonging to the Iranian regime. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth today claimed that a torpedo from a U.S. submarine sank an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean. In a Pentagon briefing today, Hegseth said that the last night strike on an Iranian warship was the first such attack on an enemy since World War II. Sri Lankan authorities earlier today said 78 crew members were rescued and several bodies were recovered from the ocean. The wounded were taken ashore for medical treatment. Sources from Sri Lanka's Navy and Defense Ministry added that at least 101 sailors were missing, though official tallies vary as rescue efforts continue. Speaking about the deadly strike on the girls' school in Tehran, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has said the Pentagon is investigating the issue. The Iranian officials claimed the attack killed at least 153 people, including many children. Speaking in response to a question, Hegseth stated that the U.S. does not target civilian sites and emphasized that an investigation is underway to determine what happened.
All I can say is that we're investigating that. We, of course, never target civilian targets, but we're taking a look and investigating that.
On the other hand, the commander of United States Central Command, Admiral Brad Cooper, has said that the U.S. will not stop and Iran's ability to hit back is declining rapidly. Briefing on Operation Epic Fury, the U.S. commander said that in less than 100 hours of this operation, U.S. has already struck nearly 2,000 targets with more than 2,000 munitions. Meanwhile, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said that Iranian soldiers who operated air defense systems against Air Force aircraft have been neutralized. Meanwhile, Iranian state television reported today mourning ceremony for Khamenei has been postponed and would be held later. The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency has said that 1,097 civilians have been reported killed in Iran since 28th of February. Meanwhile, United Kingdom and France are deploying warship and air defense assets in Cyprus after it was attacked during the ongoing conflict between Iran and joint U.S.-Israeli forces in West Asia. In view of the current situation in West Asia and the Gulf region, External Affairs Ministry has set up a control room. The control room can be contacted from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on toll-free number 1-800-118-797 or via 011-2301-2113 and 011-2301-4104. In addition, Indian embassies in the conflict region have set up 24/7 emergency helplines to assist in coordinating safety measures and potential evacuations. Air India has announced that they will deploy additional capacity flights to Toronto, Frankfurt and Paris in response to high demand amid the ongoing situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Air India informed that from tomorrow to 11th of this month, they will operate three additional flights between Delhi and Toronto. The flight carrier also noted that they have added three flights between Delhi and Frankfurt and one flight between Delhi and Paris from 7th to 10th of this month. Air India noted that these additional services will provide more flight options to travellers on these select routes with convenient connections beyond Delhi to destinations across India and Southeast Asia. Global crude oil prices gained today as the West Asia conflict entered its fifth day, raising fears of supply constraints. Brent crude was trading over 1.5% higher at $82.65 per barrel, and WTI crude was trading 0.8% up at $75.16 per barrel when reports last came in. In cricket, New Zealand defeated South Africa by 9 wickets in the first semi-final clash of ICC Men's T20 World Cup at Eden Gardens in Kolkata tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.